President Bush today has wrapped up the Italian portion of his trip to Europe in a meeting with Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi in Rome. He then heads to France for ceremonies marking the 60th anniversary of the invasion of Normandy. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins us from Rome. Don, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And this weekend, Mr. Bush is meeting with Prime Minister Berlusconi, who has stalwartly supported U.S. policy, and also French President Jacques Chirac, of course, who has been a vocal critic of the United States foreign policy. What do you think the president wants to accomplish in these meetings?
I guess there's balance in those two meetings, one critic and one supporter. A lot of this trip, and the meetings, too, is largely ceremonial, pegged to two very important World War II anniversaries. We've got the 60th anniversary of the D-Day landing, as you mentioned, at Normandy tomorrow. Yesterday was the 60th anniversary of the liberation of Rome during World War II by American forces. So the president has described this trip in some ways as an extension of the dedication of the World War II memorial in Washington last week. Now, aside from that stuff, though, the president is also lobbying in these private meetings with these leaders for support for a UN resolution that would show strong backing for the interim government in Iraq. There are some questions about the language, the degree to which the sovereignty of the new interim government will be spelled out, whether or not there'll be a timeline or a deadline for removal of troops. Those are the sorts of things that are being discussed, and the president is trying to build some consensus here.
Please tell us about the meeting with Pope John Paul II, the third meeting the president had. Pope John Paul has, must be said, supported the president on many domestic social issues, but has certainly been a vocal critic of the war in Iraq.
Right. The Pope did say, God bless America and Americans, and he praised the president in some ways, but he was also, again, very critical of the president's policies in Iraq. And he, without mentioning the words Abu Ghraib, raised the specter of that and said that deplorable event will make peace difficult. So it was a very real admonishment from the Pope yesterday at the Vatican.
Mm-hmm. Don, there's going to be the upcoming G8 meetings off the coast of Georgia next week. Do you get some idea of what President Bush might be in a position to offer European allies in support for return in Iraq or elsewhere?
What we're hearing here is that he is really appealing to their conscience. One thing he's doing is offering them perhaps more input into how Iraq should be run during this transitional period and how the process moves forward. But he's also, again, saying it's important work that the civilized world should be involved in, and that as civilized nations, they're required to be part of this. So that's a big part of his pitch, and that will continue next week at the G8.
And so far, Don, do you see any evidence that the European allies are saying, yeah, I can see my interest in that?
In France, President Chirac seems eager to put the differences over the war behind him. And there is certainly a dialogue underway, but there's still pretty heated debate in the UN over what this resolution will look like.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne in Rome, thanks very much.
My pleasure.